Democratic Party Fundraises Off Drag Queen Performances. By Spencer Lindquist on August 3, 2022. The Democratic Party has fundraised off of drag shows at a number of recent events. One such fundraiser was held by the Young Democrats of Illinois and the Young Democrats of Chicago. The event, which occurred in June, featured a performance by a drag queen and leftist activist who goes by the name Jo Mama. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was in attendance. In New Mexico, the state Democratic Party hosted an event called The Other Side of the Rainbow Drag Show. The show cost $25 for general admission and $10 for students to attend. It featured three different drag performers who go by the names of Bunny Wells Cruz, Katie K. Bouvier, and Astera Moore. Last year, the Harris County Democratic Party hosted a drag queen fundraiser in Houston, Texas. The description encouraged local Democrats to join HCDP, local royalty queen Persephone, and a gaggle of fabulous performers for a night of drag, drinks, and Democratic progress. Meanwhile, the Collin County Democratic Party held a drag queen bingo night to fundraise for the party. The event's description read, "Come laugh, play bingo, and enjoy the show in this open-air venue while we raise money to elect Democrats in November. You won't want to miss the fabulous fun of drag queen bingo with host Bleach." Many of these fundraisers are occurring as tensions rise over the presence of drag in our culture. Breitbart News reported that a drag performance for children occurred in a church on behalf of an Episcopal school. The Washington Free Beacon reported that Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto gave a certificate of commemoration to a performer for Drag Queen Story Hour who performs in front of children. As Breitbart News recently reported, a drag performer who performs for children as a part of Drag Queen Story Hour noted the explicitly political nature of the practice. The performer, who goes by the stage name Lil Hot Mess, noted that drag is used to subvert traditional understandings of both sex and beauty and to challenge the dominance of heterosexist discourse. The performer also remarked that drag is often used as a fundraising tool to pay for gender affirmation surgeries, and to fund the work of numerous LGBTQ campaigns. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.